Blog Talk Radio.
On the music, but hey, welcome to It's in the Stars. My name is Christina Malone, and yes, we are Traveling Lights. That is one of my songs, and I am the musical astrologer, so you can see me on my website, musicalastrologer.com. And as I say in the beginning of all of my shows, we are traveling light. We come from light, we go back to light, and while we're here, we shine our light on everyone we meet. And that is done through the nature of our astrological makeup, which is revealed in your natal chart. So if you have a notebook, I recommend keeping a notebook each week because I'm going to be sharing a lot of information. And a lot of this stuff is not found in books, but I will show you where to find it if you're looking for it again. And the first thing I want to talk about is, of course, this full moon coming on Monday night in Aquarius. So it's the title of this episode is Full Moon in Aquarius, the sign that really knows what's what. Because the statement for Aquarius is, I know. And they are very brilliant. The sign of Aquarius is about brilliance and high-mindedness. They know so much about technology. They're the sign of technology and also the sign that rules astrology. So today we'll be talking about what's coming up on Monday, as well as what's happening this weekend. First of all, I always recommend that people go to my website, www.musicalastrologer.com, and click on the home page, and you go down to the bottom of the page and click on Free Natal Chart. So you can go ahead and print out your own natal chart, put in your own information, and this will take you to actually the website alabe.com, which is a great website to see the daily astrological weather as well as to get your own chart. And once you have your own chart printed, then you look at the bottom of the page which says, in fact, you go to the bottom of the page which says natal chart and fill in your information. And if you don't have your time of birth, just put in noon for now. And if you want to email me and find out more about your time of birth, you can email me at zodiaccafe1@yahoo.com. So once you have your own chart, then again, you go to the same website, alabe.com, and you take the planets of today, which is today's astrological weather, and plot it on the outside of your chart to see where the planets are influencing you in your life. And this is a great way to use this tool. So that's one of the tools I use on a regular basis. I went on the ALABE website this afternoon and saw many, many strong aspects right now that are going on, which cause a lot of friction, a lot of tension, and well, let's just say it's the perfect grounds for growing a revolution. And so I'm going to talk more about that, about the full moon. But it's best that you start to have a deeper understanding of your own chart, because by knowing your own chart, you know, the oracle at Delphi said, know thyself. That's really a strong statement. Once you know yourself, you know how God created you, and you it's revealed through your chart, then you have no fears in the world. You can just face the world as it is because you know yourself. And that's one of the greatest gifts of astrology that I've found. Let's see. If you want to find out what some of these aspects are, I was going to mention there's a couple of astrologers that I really like. I mean, I don't have all the answers, and some people just have a different style, and I really respect their style, and they give a lot of information. So one of the people I've been watching lately is a guy named Rick, R-I-K, Astrology on YouTube. So just go to YouTube and write in R-I-K, that's how he spells his name, Astrology. And Rick is really great because he does these weekly synopsis of what's happening with the planets, but he goes through every single angle, which I don't have time to do on this show. But he actually shows you a demonstration by going through every aspect, like what the full moon in Aquarius looks like against the sun in Leo. It's a complete opposition. But he shows you the squares and the trines and the sextiles and all those different aspects that go on each week. And that's something that you can either go to his YouTube channel and listen to those and subscribe to that. And he's really cool because he's got a very soft, nice voice. He's a Libra. So I say to people, if you want to listen to a nicer, quieter voice, that's the person to listen to. And knowing all the aspects of what's going on in the planets, he talks about what it means also. But he doesn't go as much into detail as I do, I guess, about what it means. And then this other friend of mine, Dr. Loretta Standley, it's with a D, Standley.com. She has an amazing website. She's a Gemini, and we were actually in class together many years ago. And what she does on her website is phenomenal. She does like right now, she's got all these August memes, M-E-M-E-S, that we always hear about. It's like these little cartoons that are designed to show you what is exactly happening each week. And I love how she's very creative. So what she does with art and astrology is really cool. So I recommend you go to her website too. But first, I'm going to ask that you go to my website again, musicalastrologer.com, and go to the page that says services. And it has a design or a drawing, if you want to call it that, of the natural zodiac. And I'm going to tell you what to put outside of, if you print that chart out, I'm going to tell you what planets are in what signs at this point in time. So let's see. Okay. So the first sign you see, which we talked about last week, is the first sign of the zodiac. It's on the left side. It's in the middle of the chart, and it says Aries. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and it rules the spring because it is in charge of the vernal equinox. And so with that, I want you to write the word Mars next to the word Aries, because right now the planet Mars, which is the god of war and a very contentious planet, usually dealing with a lot of aggression, is in its own sign of Aries. It rules Aries. And if you study any mythology, the god of war is usually impatient, aggressive, wants its own way, and the statement for Aries is I am. So it is all about individuality and finding oneself. In fact, the house that Aries rules is the first house of the zodiac, and it is the personality house. It's the statement I am. It's also related to the first breath. So if you have your time of birth, that rules the first breath, and you see that what sign is coming up over the left side of the zodiac, which is the eastern horizon. And that sign, which is coming up over the eastern horizon, is called the rising sign or the ascendant. So that is usually what people see before they know who you really are, because your sun sign is the sign that you were born under with the sun. And for example, the sun is in Leo right now, so anyone born at this time would be called a Leo. And I was born on July 24th, so my birthday was a few days ago, and I am a Leo. But the rising sign is the sign that was coming up over the horizon at the time of my first breath, which would be 1:17 p.m., which makes me different from other Leos, and everyone is different, because their rising sign is the sign coming up over the horizon, and my rising sign is Scorpio. So that's why people say I have a very intense personality, intense voice. When they first meet me, they don't think I'm a Leo. So that's the nature of the rising sign and why it's so important to know your time of birth. But right now, Mars is in the sign of Aries, so it's been causing a lot of friction, especially in the world of protests. And we see the protests getting more violent, and it's really because there's a square right now between Mars in Aries and Pluto in Capricorn, and also Mercury in Cancer, but I'll get to that in a second. And that's what's causing a lot of the friction in the world. So Aries' statement is, I am. And Aries rules the spring, which is when we see the tiniest little buds coming up. And then if you count down from Aries, going down to the right, you'll come to Taurus, which is the second house. And Taurus's statement is, I have, or I possess. So it is in charge of money and possessions. And you can write the word Uranus next to Taurus, because right now, almost for like 6 or 7 years now, Uranus has been in the sign of Taurus. And since Taurus is related to money and Uranus is related to the internet and to technology, we've seen a lot more about this new type of money that people use, especially in the Wall Street, called Bitcoin. And it's going to become a very popular form of money, especially in the future with planets going into Aquarius, because we're going to be more reliant on the internet. But anyway, since Uranus has to do with the internet and with technology, and it's been in Taurus, we've been hearing more about Bitcoin. And it's, in fact, this week, there's been a square that's starting up with Leo. Leo is square to Taurus, but I'll go over that in a little bit. And we saw this event happen this week, which was many famous people were suddenly hacked, and they were offered they were given a chance to send so much $20,000 in Bitcoin to some address, and it was a total hack. But they hit so many people, famous people, Barack Obama and many people who are in the tech industry, and it was really kind of a shock how somebody could hack so many people and send them that tweet. So that's a Uranus presentation. Uranus is usually shocks and things that happen we don't expect. It's associated with usually disasters and lightning and, you know, sudden changes. So with Uranus and Taurus, it's going to be there for a few more years. So I believe that things are still going to keep going and changing, and the stock market going up and down too. So the next sign over, if you move over one sign, you'll see the sign of Gemini. And Gemini rules the third house. Its statement is, I think. And currently, you can write the word Venus next to the sign of Gemini, because Venus is in the sign of Gemini, and it's been there for a few weeks. And what that means is, since Venus is the goddess of love, in the sign of Gemini, which is about communication, it's very flirty and chatty and, you know, probably likes to talk a lot. So that's been happening in the last few weeks. and it's an outgoing sign. So when she goes into Cancer this coming week, it's going to change. The energy of Venus, the goddess of love, is going to change, and women are going to change. We're going to be more home-driven because Cancer rules the home. And you move over one sign from Gemini, and of course we have the sign of Cancer, whose statement is, I feel, and Cancer rules the home, the past, the mother, and security. So when you have Mercury, the planet which deals with communication and the mind, we're constantly thinking of our security. And right now there's a lot of fear because we've been stuck inside for so long, stuck in our homes, that we have nowhere to go and keep being told we're not going to be able to go anywhere because of the COVID-19. So Mercury will be leaving Cancer in a little while, probably in another week, to go into the sign of Leo, where it will be much more dynamic and outgoing. And of course, we move over one sign from Cancer, and the Sun is currently in the sign of Leo, whose statement is, I will. And of course, Leo likes to be in charge. It's the king. It rules children, play, theater, drama, romance, and risk-taking. So taking chances with the stock market is a lot of what Leo's about. And the fact that Leo is the sign the Sun is in, we're going to see this dynamic energy with the full moon, which is getting bigger and bigger as it goes towards Aquarius, which is the opposite side sign from Leo. In fact, you could say that Leo says, I'm in charge as the king, and Aquarius is the opposite, and it rules groups of people and rebellion and revolution. And their statement is, nobody's in charge, but I say so. So if that makes sense with the way you see the world right now, there's a lot of people that are gathering and fighting the people that are in charge, whether it's one person or a whole group of people. This is a dynamic that we've seen getting bigger and bigger. And this particular full moon in Aquarius seems to be almost like shining a light on it even more. Okay, then you go to the next sign over, and right now there are no planets in Virgo or Libra or Scorpio or Sagittarius. And the moon went into the sign of Capricorn at 8 a.m. Eastern time on Friday morning. So now the moon is up there at the top of the chart in Capricorn. And in Capricorn, there's also Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn. And they're all retrograde, which means from our perspective, they look like they're going backwards. So one at a time, the moon will hit those planets. What we mean in astrology is they come close in degree. So it's almost like they're on top of each other, literally. And energetically, they share all that energy. So that's a lot of planets to be in the sign of Capricorn right at this moment. So there will be some hard aspects, such as the Mercury in Cancer is opposite all these planets in Capricorn. And Mercury has to do with young people. And Capricorn has to do with the government and people in charge. And just this week, actually, I think it happened yesterday, we had the president saying that he was going to ban a platform called TikTok, which is a very popular platform among young people. And it's been used for a lot of things. In fact, back when the president had his first rally in Oklahoma, the young people used TikTok to buy up about 1 million tickets and inflate the numbers so that everybody thought there was going to be 1 million people at this rally, and they didn't show up, so it was a big embarrassment. So that's one of the reasons I think that President Trump wants to get rid of TikTok. But there are probably other reasons too. He thinks it's the Chinese are stealing our information, but Bill Gates, who runs Microsoft, has offered to buy TikTok so that it won't be shut down, which I think is a great thing. Okay, so the moon is going to continue to hit Jupiter, then Pluto, then Saturn in Capricorn. And this opposition that I'm talking about brings up a lot of feelings of insecurity with the people. The Mercury in Cancer is about, you know, people staying in their homes and being afraid of the government, which is Capricorn. And Capricorn also rules borders, boundaries, countries, continents. And if you look at the news, I've been seeing all these things about earthquakes and floods, especially in China, but also there's actually a tectonic plate in Ethiopia, I believe. It's on the right side of Africa. I guess that's the eastern side of Africa. And it's literally breaking off, and it might break off into the ocean. So it's a huge piece of land, and all it needs is one more earthquake for it to break off into the ocean. And at the same time, if you look at Antarctica, there's a huge shelf of ice that's about to break off. It's about the size of Greenland, I think, and it's really huge. And if that breaks off, they could bring up the sea levels. So people who live on the coastline will be affected by that. What I want to say also about this Mercury in Cancer rules the home and it rules the mother. And we had this wall of moms in Portland as a perfect expression of Mercury in Cancer challenging the militia, which is ruled by Capricorn. And I just think that was really cool. I think when women get in the way and start taking to the streets, I think it's a good thing. Then move over one more sign to Aquarius, and you can write the word full moon in next to the sign Aquarius. And on Monday, August 3rd at 12 noon approximately Eastern time, the sun in Leo will be completely opposite of the sun, the moon in Aquarius. And so this is going to be one of those things about the will of the king versus the will of the people, because Aquarius, again, rules the people, and king is usually what Leo is, king of the jungle. You have one more sign where there's a planet. If you move over from Aquarius into Pisces, you can say the words that Pisces says is, I believe, and it's the last sign of the zodiac. So you can write the word Neptune next to Pisces, because Pisces is ruled by Neptune, and Neptune happens to be in Pisces right now. And it's been there for quite a few years, and it will still be there for quite a few more years. And Neptune rules Pisces and is related to spirituality, yoga, music, and escapism through drugs and alcohol, as well as it is related to the 12-step programs and treatment centers. Right now, in the last week, Neptune in Pisces was square to Venus in Gemini. So there was a bit of a murky expression of the feminine energy, and a female who happened to be speaking on the internet was making a lot of deceptive claims. And you might have seen her, because President Trump really praised her, but her name was Dr. Stella Emanuel. And if you look her up, she has some pretty radical beliefs. First of all, she totally believes that hydroxychloroquine is the cure for COVID, and we've already been told that it causes damage to people's liver and their heart, so it's not a good drug. And she also talked about if people have sex in their dreams, then they're having sex with demons, and she called it demon seed. And you can imagine this outrageous stuff was going on. She said that there are reptiles in the government and aliens. She said that Bill Gates, who runs Microsoft, will put chips in all of us. She said that Dr. Fauci was a fraud and that you don't need to wear masks. So that is an expression, just so you put it in astrological terms, and she'll probably call me a witch or a warlock, because she was saying there's a lot of witches out there. But that is an expression astrologically of a Neptune in Pisces, which is fuzzy, squaring Venus, who's a female energy in Gemini communication, especially through the internet. Luckily, they took down her tweets and her Facebook, so she couldn't say these things that were inaccurate. And of course, she said that God was going to rain down on Facebook. So it's been an interesting week, and I'm just going to read one more thing. Let me see how much time I have. We've got 5 minutes. So I always tell you to go to my website, musicalastrologer.com, and on the first page is a little link to get your own daily planetary guide. I know it's the 2021 version, but I'm going to read you the 2020 version just because it has the weekly synopsis in every one of them. But if you get your own right now, before they run out, you can start to read about what the planets are, what the signs are, what the houses are. It's got all that in the front of the book. So this is the week of August the 3rd through the 9th. It says the week open, and this is the words of Pam Champy, who's a wonderful astrologer also. The week opens on a high note with an Aquarius full moon on Monday, August 3rd, dramatically lit up by the Leo sun. Every full moon is the highest point in the lunar cycle. The Aquarius full moon signals a once-a-year time of completions and endings linked to friends, organizations, unions, societies, or clubs. If something isn't working out for you in any of these areas, this is the best time to wrap it up and bring things to a happy end. Unfortunately, part of this process may involve negative or depressing communications because the only Mercury-Saturn opposition of the year is staring you in the face on the same day. That's Monday. So that means Mercury in Cancer is going to be opposing Saturn in Capricorn, and Saturn is usually a pretty miserable planet. The Aquarius full moon, its need for freedom and independence, can help you find a way out of this downbeat influence. Mercury will move out of Saturn's range when it passes into Leo on Tuesday, August 4th. Oh, so it's this week it's going to go into Leo. This move means that for the next 3 weeks, the style of communication changes from timid and humble to boldly expressing your personal opinion, no matter what anyone else thinks. Oh, boy. On Tuesday, August 4th, a Mars-Jupiter square brings plenty of luck, strength, and courage to get things going as long as you don't go totally wild, because Jupiter tends to overindulge. On Friday, August 7th, Venus ends its four-month tour of Gemini and moves into the feminine and family-oriented Cancer. With Venus in the sign of the crab, you may find yourself a little less social and a little more private over the next month. Emotional security is crucial when Venus is in Cancer. The next 4 weeks are a time to be cautious and protective about relationships, finances, home, and loved ones. Yeah, they didn't mention the square between the sun in Leo and the Uranus in Taurus. That's a square. And also it'll be square to Aquarius, too. So that's three fixed signs when the moon is in Aquarius. So there's a lot going on this week. And again, I always say, if you have any questions, be sure to write me at zodiaccafe1@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to answer your questions, usually within 24 hours. Okay, so God bless, and listen to my song, Spinning Through the Universe.
Silence.